All right, on this Monday morning, school administrators are faced with the task of reopening school later this year, and it's going to be more costly than ever in this age of COVID-19. Joining us right now to talk about a new bipartisan bill in the Senate to help schools with that cost is U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Senator Stabenow, good morning.
Well, good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you as well. The Reopen School Safely Act. Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, I think right now on every parent and grandparent's mind, I know in my house as well, in my family, and as well as administrators, teachers, business people, is how do we have the schools open safely for our children? Number one, we got to make sure kids are safe and that people going to college are safe. And we're really not going to be able to fully reopen the economy, and parents are going to be able to fully go back to work until we can open the schools as well. So Senator Bill Cassidy and I, Bill's from Louisiana, have introduced a bipartisan bill to address what we know are going to be very costly actions that schools need to take to be able to make that happen. And the backdrop is, as we know, with the economy down, the school aid fund has lost a tremendous amount of revenue in Michigan. It's right now they're looking at cutting teachers and just regular operations. And yet at the same time, they need to be doing more to address COVID-19. So this would be a grant program coming into the state based on the number of children in each school district, and it's for the basics, you know, the gloves, masks, face shields, reconfiguring the classrooms. We're going to need more classrooms if you're going to have the desks farther apart, which means more teachers and cleaning supplies and custodians and, you know, other kinds of things. In some places, the ventilation systems. And it's anticipated that it's about $1 billion across Michigan in costs to do everything that needs to be done. And the schools in no way have the resources right now. So I think this is a top priority to make sure that our kids can get back to school and that teachers are safe and other employees are safe. And it needs to be done right away. Schools are having to make decisions right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was going to ask you about that because this money is needed right away, as you said, because schools are actively preparing to open in what really is just a matter of weeks at this point.
It's really true. And we're trying this week, this in session, to be able to get some action going this week. The U.S. House of Representatives already passed a larger bill that has funding in it for schools to be able to do the things that I talked about. At minimum, the Senate needs to get going on this piece. I mean, we know there's so many different pieces that need to be addressed, but the schools are really running out of time right now. And when I think about children at every level, and, you know, many have been able to work at home, but we also know that high-speed internet isn't everywhere, technology isn't everywhere, there's so many different issues. But I think of my own little grandson starting kindergarten this year, and I don't think you do that on Zoom, not very effectively. And so, you know, if you look at these things of children at every age group, there's different challenges. But bottom line is kids need to be able to be in school, and moms and dads need to know that the kids are safe.
One of the things that we're told will keep everybody safe is wearing face masks. Joe Biden said recently that he would advocate for a federal mandate to wear face masks in public. What do you think about that? Should that be something that comes down from the federal government?
Well, I think we should have at the very, very beginning done what every other country in the world did, which is to have a national strategy on what keeps us safe so that we could, wouldn't matter where we're traveling, you know, we can know that we're safe and that we can all work together to save lives and then be able to bring the economy back safely. And so there hasn't been a national strategy, which I think is a mistake, because the virus isn't state by state, or, you know, it's not different in Port Huron from South Haven. I mean, it's something that moves freely, regardless of what we think. So, yes, I do think that making it very clear that there's something simple that doesn't cost very much, which is wearing a mask, a face covering, and the second thing is just social distancing. You know, I'm like everybody else. I'm a hugger. I like to be able to go up and say hi to people and give them a hug. And it's hard to stand back. It's a pain to wear a mask, but it's a lot better than seeing somebody get sick and die. And when you look at the fact that we're a little over 4% of the world's population, and we have about 25% of the world's deaths, and we're the only country that didn't immediately take this serious back in January and put together a strategy in national education effort to explain what was happening to be able to keep us safe. I think this, you know, this is a serious issue, and we're scrambling to get a vaccine, and hopefully we're going to be able to do that. And I'm confident we will, but it's going to take time. And in the meantime, we just got to figure out how to manage this. And part of managing it is because it moves through particles in the air. The simplest thing is to just wear a mask.
We're talking with Senator Debbie Stabenow. Police reform is something that, has been stalled for a long, long time. There have been attempts in various different ways at some kind of police reform. It's not looking real good in the Senate right now. Tell us where things stand right now with police reform.
Well, Paul, everything that is done that gets done has bipartisan support and is negotiated, and that's what needs to happen in the Senate. And so rather than Mitch McConnell just putting a bill on the floor to check a box that he tried, we need to do around this subject, which is incredibly important, to have national standards and information, and particular things like chokeholds need to be banned, and other kinds of accountability put in place. We need to sit down and negotiate. I mean, when I think about leading the effort, and I don't mean to equate it on substance, but on process, when we negotiate a five-year farm bill, I do it with my Republican colleagues on the front end, and we come together and negotiate, and then we get a bill through the Senate, or whether it's the CARES Act on COVID-19 that was bipartisan, or anything else, you have to work together. And so, unfortunately, in the Senate, Mitch McConnell just brought something up, knew it wouldn't pass, put it on the floor, and then it's like, check the box, okay, I'm done, it's somebody else's fault. And that is not leadership. So we're trying to really get people to sit down together. This is an incredibly important issue. I know in my own family, the law enforcement officials in my own family, who are deeply concerned about what they have been seeing, what they know when people are not following the rules, not doing what everybody knows is right, which the majority of officers do, but there's not the kind of accountability when somebody does something that they shouldn't, and people are getting hurt or losing their lives as a result of this. And so we have to have a set of professional standards that are clear, and also make very, very clear what's acceptable and not acceptable, and hold people accountable. And that's what needs to happen.
Senator, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Great to be with you. Take care.